holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the Word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
Scoundrels always create trouble.
Be Holy.
Listen, we started on that on the other day. We talked about scoundrels creating trouble where there is no trouble. I don't know why they do things like that, but they're just scoundrels, I guess. That's what they do. They just start trouble. And so when they start trouble, they usually throw the stone and run because they don't want to be in the midst of it. They want to see you suffer with it, you know. But we're going to talk about that later. Listen, always stay up. Don't let anybody pull you down. Always keep your face towards God and your ear toward heaven so that you can hear Him. And I'm not saying face your ear up to the sky. No, what I'm saying is pay attention and be mindful that God is actually giving you information every single day. Even when you walk out your door, just look in nature. He's giving you information. Don't sit there and ignore Him. Please don't do that. Please don't do it. It won't help you. If you try to ignore Him, it won't help you at all. Trust me when I tell you that it will not help you. Try to hear God no matter what. Even if you, listen, even if you, you're living in sin, let God talk to you. Let Him wing you out of there. Let Him get you out of there. I remember being in sin myself. I remember being in situations where God was, right when I finished doing that sin, God would sit there and go, yeah, you know better than that. You know better than that. You know you should not be in that. Why are you doing that? And it broke me down so bad, man. So people can't fool me when they start talking like, oh, no, I got it together. The Lord is working with me and this, that, and the other, and I don't do this. Well, just make sure you're not doing that, because 9 times out of 10, when you say you're not doing that, you're doing something else that's making God upset. And if you listen to God, He will let you know you are making Him upset. Please don't make God upset. It's a bad thing to fall into the hands of the living God. If you fall into His hands, I can't help you. Mama can't help you. I don't care what you say. If you fall in the hands of God, nobody can help. Preacher can't help you. You know, all these famous preachers on television and on TV and then on the radio and, you know, on Be Holy. They can't help you. They cannot help you. If God is after you, you are in trouble. You in trouble. And you might as well do what He says, because you're not going to get away. Nobody's going to get away. Nobody's going to get away from this. God has already set this thing up. He's going to talk to everybody, going to give everybody information. And if you don't take it, it's your own fault. I'm trying to help you. Listen, don't be like me. I sat there, ran. You can't run from God. How are you going to run from God and He's everywhere? No matter where you run, He's sitting right there. You can't get away from it. So you might as well at least hear what He's going to say and hear what He says. Even if you're not going to do it, you might as well hear it. At least you got a chance in changing. At least you got a chance. Most people ignore God. You don't want to do that. Please don't do that. Please don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. It won't mean you no good. You'll sit there and you'll wonder, why didn't you listen before? Huh? Okay, here's one. Don't be an adversary to new believers nor the kingdom of heaven. Don't be an adversary. You know, you might not agree that they don't know everything yet. They might need some real guidance really fast. They, you know, they're taking their time about doing certain things, or they know certain things have been told to them that they need to change and they hadn't changed it. But hey, you're not God. You leading people alone. If they don't listen to God, they sure enough ain't gonna listen to you. They won't listen to me. I already know that. I can't make anybody do anything. I can't make people do anything. I can't control people. I can't. So all you could ever do is tell them about Jesus. And if God sees that their hearts are right, he will shine to them. He will open up their heart. And matter of fact, most of the ones who say, man, I don't want God. I don't want all that church stuff. I don't want Jesus. I don't want. Most of those people who say that are the ones who will really go forth for God. Once God shows them, once God mends that bridge that's keeping them from making the connection to him, he will actually fix that bridge or mend that bridge or make a way of escape across that bridge so that they can actually meet up with God on the other side. And there's nothing that we as preachers can do about it. Nothing that we as ministers can do about it. We've been in this thing for years and there's nothing we can do about it. All we could ever do is tell them about God and say what God has said. And if they want to hear what God says, great, great, great. If they don't want to hear it, still great. Because you never know. They say no today, but they say yes tomorrow. I love it. They say no today, but they say yes tomorrow. And all that does is tell me, hey, if God ever gets a hold of you, you'll be just that bold to say yes as you are saying no to me right now. And I don't say, you know, try to put people on the line and tell them, oh, you got to get baptized right now. Oh, no. Matter of fact, I stop people from getting baptized. Don't get baptized until you really believe it, till you're really ready to walk. You know, you're really, really ready to deal with the trouble that comes behind it. I don't make people get baptized. I don't try to shun them into it either. I don't shame them or anything. I tell them that it needs to be done regardless. I don't care who you are. You need to do that. You need to wash away your sins. You have to do that. You're going to do it or else. And that or else is what God decides that or else will be. I don't know what that or else will be. You know, maybe God might let you off, but I doubt it. You know, if he told everybody, everybody needs to wash away their sins, that includes you and me. That was before we even got here. He said that. He said that at the foundation of the world, he said it. Ain't nothing new with him. He's been saying everything he says, he's been saying. And that's why you can read one part of the Bible and say the same thing someplace else, because he's been saying the same thing to everybody. Nothing's changed. And you're thinking it's going to change with you. Oh, no, no. Mm-mm. You can say no today, but I know you'll say yes tomorrow if you got the opportunity to see what you're saying no to. And people really, a lot of times they don't know what they're saying no to. And that's fine. You know, God's going to, it's all about God anyway. It's all about him, not about us. If he wants us in, he will make a way for us to be in. Remember, it was like a thing of the people would be condemned and killed for not following the laws of Moses, right? But now we have another set of laws that outlives the laws of Moses. And God says that, listen, the laws of Moses are good, but they couldn't save you. They couldn't save you. They could kill you, but they couldn't save you. I got something for you that can save you. That's what the people got excited about. They got excited when they said, well, God is here and he's teaching us. He's saying there's another way for us to be all right with God, to mend our problem with God. He's got it right here for us. And we're going to walk that way in. We're going to walk straight in it. And if we walk in it now, you'll be surprised at how things will begin to open up for you. You'll begin to be surprised about the freedoms that you have, that he's giving you. The freedom. See, on one side, he told you what the sin was. On the other side, he tells you what the freedom is. And then he gives you the power to fight for the freedom. The Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is the promise. He's the gift. But the people wouldn't believe God in the beginning. So he waited till another time to bless the whole world with the Holy Ghost. And it's, hey, listen, you can say no to the Holy Ghost if you want to. I know that later, if you actually begin to see what you're saying no to, you'll say, yes, Lord. You'll say, yes, Lord. That's what you'll do. That's what you'll do. All right. Verse 27 on, Proverbs 16, 27. Scoundrels create trouble. Their words are destructive. Their words are destructive. Their words are. It's a, okay, really the verse says, it says, Scoundrels create trouble. Their words are a destructive blaze. In other words, it not only destroys, but it destroys and keeps growing and keeps growing and destroys more and destroys more and keeps growing and keeps growing like a fire out of control. Their words, scoundrels, they create trouble. They create fires where there are no fires. And then those fires catch fire and set this building on fire, set that person on fire, set that other person on fire, set somebody else's life on fire. That's what scoundrels do. We as the church, we don't do that. We don't create trouble where there is no trouble. Verse 28, a troublemaker plants seeds of strife. This is what God says. This is not something that, you know, some man says. This is what God says. A troublemaker plants seeds of strife. Gossip separates the best of friends. That's how you divide and conquer. If you want to separate two friends, you just start some gossip or something between them one person has some information, another person doesn't have information, and then back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, and you keep building with destructive words, and so your words become a blaze in between those two friends, and then those seeds grow, and it separates those two friends, and man, now all of a sudden you have something out of control that you can't even fix. A good group of people who are friends have now been dispersed because of troublemakers. Gossip separates the best of friends, so don't gossip. See that this stuff is easy. All you ever have to do is read it out loud and let God talk to you about it. Just read it out loud. Just say what he said out loud and let him explain to you how that applies to you, me, and everybody else. Verse 29, violent people mislead their companions. Leading them down a harmful path. What kind of people? Violent people. Violent people. Just think of in your life where there are violent people. They mislead their command. People who mislead you were violent at that time. Think about that. From your pastor, your parents to teachers to instructors, Sunday school to anybody, employers. When they mislead you, they're violent at that point in time that they're misleading you. You have an agreement with them. You're a companion to them. And they mislead you. They're violent. Some kind of way, the devil has made his way in. The devil has made his way in there. You understand? And we got to keep the devil out of what we're doing. And it's hard to do because he sees what our weaknesses are. Well, he doesn't see, but he knows what we were in before, and he kind of knows what our weaknesses are, and so he'll try to use that weakness to get to us. But again, we're out of time. Keep God on your heart.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Join the discussion on Facebook at Be Holy Broadcast. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Tune in next week.
Be Holy.